VOA News. Officials in Russia's southern province of Chechnya say militants in the region have staged a series of attacks on police targets, leaving five militants dead and several police officers wounded. Police said two knife-wielding attackers broke into a police station in the southern town of Shali and stabbed two officers. They said the officers shot and killed the attackers. In a separate incident, police said two attackers in Shali tried to blow up a truck in a suicide attack, but the vehicle failed to explode. And in another attack, this one in the regional capital Grozny, officials said an attacker driving a car hit two traffic police officers, injuring them. Police opened fire on the driver and killed him. Suspected Taliban insurgents kidnapped dozens of passengers riding in a convoy of buses in northern Afghanistan Monday. A spokesman for the provincial government of Kunduz province says three buses were stopped as they were traveling from neighboring Takhar province to Kabul. The insurgents forced the passengers off the bus and took them away. The Taliban has not taken responsibility for the kidnappings, however. The bold attack happened just one day after Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. The U.S. Trade Representative's office on Monday began 6 days of public hearings on President Trump's plans to impose tariffs on a wider array of Chinese imports, affecting an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. More than 1,300 written comments have been submitted to the Trade Office. Most businesses oppose the president's plan. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said the planned escalation dramatically expands the harm to American consumers, workers, businesses, and the economy. This is VOA News.